Welcome to the Dreamcatcher Podcast, a place where you'll receive a boost of inspiration, practical advice, and tools to maximize your success and personal happiness. And that's not all. You'll also get plenty of guidance on how you can use your gifts, talents, and compassion to contribute towards making the world a better place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a preview of what's in store and to also receive a free ebook. To sign up, simply visit www.thedreamcatch.com. Now it's my pleasure to introduce you to the host of the Dreamcatcher podcast, Celine Chinoy.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a Dreamcatcher interview podcast special. All of us would like to find and create that perfect relationship. But so many of us find it hard to achieve this for various reasons. With more and more people choosing to stay single, as well as an escalating divorce rate, we seem to be missing the essential knowledge that we need for relationship success. To help us find out what we're missing in our relationships, I invited Rebecca and Alonzo Cahoon. Rebecca Cahoon is an author and international personal development coach who specializes in helping women find true happiness in their lives. Alonzo Cahoon is a leading authority in the area of personal development. He is a relationship expert and a master trainer and private consultant who works with individuals, business owners, and executives. Together, they help couples create that magic in their relationships through the secrets that they have learned from their professional and personal life. During my interview with Alonzo and Rebecca, we discuss various exciting topics centered on relationships, such as the key ingredients for creating a healthy relationship and some of the common relationship blocks and how we can deal with them. We also talk about how we can continue to maintain that spark and that passion in our partnerships once the newness wears out. They also offer some great advice for singles on what to look out for when trying to find that perfect partner. Hi, Alonzo and Rebecca. How are you guys doing today?
We're fantastic. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for making the time to speak with me today. And, I'm really looking forward to hearing your thoughts on, how we can all find and create relationship success in our life.
So our pleasure to be present with you, Celine. Thank you for having us.
Perfect. So I typically like to begin my interviews by getting to know my guests a little bit more and learn about their stories. So I'd like to start out with finding out how the two of you met.
Well, beautiful. We'll start off. We'll let the ladies go first.
So how we met was 20 years ago this year. We met in Colorado. I had just finished college and was down in Colorado working for a ski resort for their marketing company. And my husband now at the time he had a business down there. And so we just met out dancing.
Oh, that's lovely.
That's kind of the short and sweet. Yes, yeah. Rebecca was wild and free, and I was working on figuring life out. Had made a decision that women were all crazy, didn't want anything to do with them other than to have fun.
Looks like you had some bad experiences.
Actually, I didn't have bad experiences with women. I had bad experiences with myself. Okay. And that's part of what helped us create the magic that has kept us together for 20 years.
Yeah, wonderful. Yeah. And what made you decide that you wanted to become coaches who specialize in relationships?
Well, it's probably different for each of us. Mm-hmm. For myself, when I was in school, I actually had planned on going into criminal justice and becoming a lawyer. My mother was a lawyer, and so that was kind of my path. But I got into my first year of Criminal Justice 101, and one of the professors was talking about the percentages of depression in criminal justice, just because they see so much of, the negative side of society. And I remember sitting there in that moment, and I was just like, that is not me. That is just not my personality whatsoever. So I literally got up, walked out, and switched my major over to exercise and wellness, and have been on the path of just personal development and wellness ever since. Now, we're entrepreneurs, so we do a lot of businesses, but I've just had a passion for, mind, body, spirit, as far as the coaching aspect. Now, how we got into relationships, I'll have Alonzo answer.
Well, you know, the funny thing is people don't do what you say. They do what you do. And if enough people see something magical in you, they start asking you questions. And the more people that ask you questions, inevitably, you know, you start to help people through, navigate through things. I never started out wanting to be a coach. Sure. In fact, I'm even still a little resistant to the terminology of coach. I call myself a mental mechanic. Mm-hmm. I believe okay. we're all high performance machines. We just get plugged up. And if you could clean the little things out of the way, we would operate much more efficiently. So it was just through lots of people coming to me asking questions, and the example that they seen, they wanted to know, how come is it that you've been together for so long, yet you guys act like you just met last week? And so when those questions kept coming, that opened the door for, well, if you'd really like to know, there's a process that we followed. And then that process led into a full-time coaching.
So it seems like it happened very organically.
Absolutely. 100%.
100%. I've either owned or been at the top of a business most of my life. I've worked with my hands and my back. Working with my brains was not something that I was even familiar with when I started this path 15 years ago. And so it was quite an adjustment in the beginning, because it's easy to see something that you've built with your hands. It's harder to see something you built with your mind.
Right, right. And I think that, you know, someone with your background could give a very practical perspective on things.
Absolutely. And that's where I think people appreciate having both sides, because they can relate in one way or another. You know, we're both very different in our approaches, but the end result always comes out the same.
Right, right. And, you know, since you guys have been together for so long, you're obviously doing something right. So what do you believe are some of the key ingredients for a healthy relationship?
Go ahead.
Well, I think that it's not one cataclysmic thing that you do. I think it's the little things. And for us, it's, you know, we have a ritual of every day we get up and we look for what we could be grateful about the other person. We look for what the magic is in them. We think about what were their dreams when they were 5 years old, 10 years old, 15 years old, when they got out of college, you know, before that they aligned with you and you guys made your dreams that you're following together. And it's just taking that extra moment and realizing that the person that you're with has volunteered to witness your life. And that's a true gift. And if you don't polish that gift on a daily basis, it's easy for it to tarnish. And most people don't realize that relationships don't fall apart because of one thing. They fall apart because of little tiny neglects. And those neglects show up as symptoms that people blame. But ultimately, it's because we've neglected the thing that's most important, and that's the relationship.
Yep. Let me just piggyback to that and add on there that one of the things that people appreciate is we look at the relationship as anything else that you would value. So people go to the gym every single day because they know that, you know, you can't just go to the gym once and get the health and fitness that you want. You go every single day. And the same thing with your business. You don't just, you know, work on your business for a week and then let it coast for the rest of the year. You know, everybody would be out of business. And the relationship is just the same thing. The problem is oftentimes people look at like the wedding or having the relationship as the goal. And right. Then from there, they just expect it to maintain its course. And so then they go, you know, it's like, well, now that I've accomplished that, I can focus on either raising kids or building my business or my hobbies or whatever. And it's just the opposite. It's like and the principle is cross-contextual. You know, anything that you want to have flourish, you must give time, energy, and effort to. So we look at our relationship as the exact same way. We give it daily time, energy, and effort.
So it's kind of like a plant. You have to nurture it. You have to, you know, grow it. And yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. In our program, we talk about creating a vision. You know, what do you want in a relationship? What do you want to feel each and every day? If you want it to be fun and exciting, then what are you doing to create that?
Well, and it's a little bit past that as well. It's when you look at it and you say, you know, I've been blessed to have this relationship, and Rebecca is a magnificent woman. But if I want that magnificent woman to treat me a certain way, how would I need to act? What would I need to do? Because you are the stimulus to someone else's response. And so if we would look at our own behaviors, most of the time, the things that we are seeing that show up have something to do with us. And if we would take responsibility for the way that we show up and really look at it and ask yourself, if I want a woman that looks at me like I'm a hero, then wouldn't I need to act like a hero?
Sure. And I think that's where a lot of people have challenges, kind of holding themselves accountable for the problems in the relationship. You know, they can't, it's so easy to blame the other person.
Well, I think that also there's a gate that gets left open, if you will, you know, in the beginning when you met somebody, when you seen them across the room or when you had that first interaction, you have no idea who that person was. But the fantasy that you created in your mind was something that was simply amazing. How many of us stop creating the fantasy?
Yeah.
So to add on to that conversation or that question that you had about what are the ingredients, you know, we pretty much say that time, your presence in your relationship is one of the most important factors. It's got to be a priority. And like Lonzo talked about, you know, having appreciation, or we call it gratitude, for one another is another essential piece. You know, just the way that you look at and are grateful for having a person in your life.
Okay. Okay. So gratitude is definitely one of them. And then, you know, holding yourself accountable for the part you play in the relationship.
100%.
Yeah.
There's always two sides to every story, no matter how thin you slice it, and you play a part in every interaction that's going on in your life. If you looked at what your responsibility is, all of the things that you battle with, and the funny thing is, you know, I'd been married twice before I met Rebecca, and like I said, I was hell-bent on not having anything to do with women. That was a painful experience. And in the beginning of our relationship, I went through some challenges and I thought, man, I have got to figure out what is wrong with women. There has just got to be something. And I might have even used some of those words. You know, I dug in and I read lots of books. I read stuff from Lou Anne Bresendine and, you know, the Mind. And I read Alison Armstrong's books, and I've read so many different books by Esther Perel, and I was looking for what it was. What was the thing that made women the way they were? And as I did, I found out what amazing creatures they were. But what I found was the only common denominator in all of the relationships in my life was me. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so when I started taking accountability for myself and started going, okay, so if I act this way, most women act that way. Well, what if I acted differently? And so then I started testing it. And the funny thing is the more that I acted the way that I wanted to be treated, the more I was treated that way. And so that's what started our journey onto relationships and what created the magic in our life. And so it's daily habits and rituals of putting our relationship first. That means before work, before our physical well-being, before our children, before anything. We make sure that the other person is a priority in our life and that they feel it. Because if you don't, then they feel like they're second or third. And, you know, I mean, especially when you have children or you have some great career, the other person feels like, you know, they come in somewhere right after, oh, like toilet paper or something.
He's speaking from experience after we had kids, because there was a period of time that we went through that where, you know, I became really busy and consumed. And a lot of what we learned was from experience, right? And like he said, that we learned from doing this process on ourselves first. And so when he says that, that's because at one point that's the way that he felt. And it was through growing through that and learning from one another that we developed these principles that do make a difference in work.
Yeah, and I'm sure, I mean, it's common for couples to experience those phases where they feel a bit disconnected because things get in the way and life gets hectic and they're stressed out about their job or kids or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's just important to have that compass to know if we both agree and make this, that this relationship is our top priority. And yes, you're going to always get off course. If you have that to come back to, then you know that you've got a plan that's going to create an amazing relationship, because it's there. It's your foundation.
So it's about having that conscious awareness that, we're off track and we need to get back in alignment.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, because, you know, if you're going to spend a lifetime together, of course, there's going to be times where things get off, things happen. But when you make the conscious decision, this is your priority. And then when things get off, you do whatever it takes to get it back to where you guys are strong again, then that's what makes it a lifetime.
Sure.
A lifetime of it.
Sure. And, you know, there are some people out there who grew up in abusive and toxic homes and didn't really have good marriage role models. Maybe their parents were always fighting and always, they didn't display very healthy behavior. And that kind of gets stored in our subconscious mind in some way or the other, what can they do to kind of heal themselves so that they can be a healthy partner in a relationship? Do you recommend anything that they can do?
Are you telling our story?
Yeah, it sounds like you might have experienced a bit of that, especially Alonzo, because you told me a little bit about your background. So,
and so the beautiful thing is that the human creature, you know, we go through what's called the imprinting phase when we're young. And typically that happens somewhere between the ages of 3 and 12 if you're from a stable home. If your home isn't very stable, what they find is that imprinting takes place between the ages of 3 and 7. So it's dramatically shortened. And what happens is all of the patterns that we use, that we look at the world with, are created during that time. And if we never look at those patterns again, they're the same ones that we're still using. If you've got a phone or if you've got a computer or you got any technological device, how often do you update it?
Sure.
We do it all the time, right?
You know, so when you become aware of some of these things, when would you update your programming? So just because something happened doesn't mean that that's what the rest of your life needs to look like or you need to go through. When you stop and start taking accountability for, look, if you've seen those types of behaviors, if you were involved in those types of things, you have an opportunity to make a difference. You have an awareness that other people don't have. And so it's something that you can actually solve. And if it's something that you're looking for to go through with somebody, that's one of the things that we work with, is because we have experience in those areas, is helping people to work through and to actually reframe those programmings and use them for something that builds on them instead of takes away from them.
And let me just add to that a little bit. You know, when you talk about coming from, you know, relation or family environments, or, you know, when they're growing up in toxic homes, that was a little bit of both of our stories. We came from where we didn't necessarily have the examples that we like to create now today. And so we had to go looking for it. We had to first start asking ourselves, you know, what would an ideal relationship look like for us, and go out, because we knew that those role models were out there. We just didn't have them in our immediate family. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of like thing. If you see somebody with a great business, but you've never experienced it, or somebody with great health and you've never experienced it, you know that they're there. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we follow the philosophy that success leaves clues. And so if you see somebody that has the results that you're looking for, find out what they did. And I think that that's where a lot of our clients came to us, because they saw we made these big shifts and they were like, what did you guys do? And so that's the approach that we took. We started going out there, and unfortunately for us, we had to figure out a path along the way, but we gleaned bits and pieces from all kinds of different people. And we knew what it was that, you know, was our ultimate outcome, what we were trying to create.
Actually, just as a perspective, you know, and for a male, most things we do, we attempt to make logical sense. So there's a lot of things that Rebecca says that have a feeling base that sometimes I don't understand. But, you know, what was very obvious was, you know, just like she referred to, you just stop and you ask yourself, what are the things that people do to have a healthy body? Mm-hmm. And so then you start looking at it. And when we wrote our relationship program, it was taking your relationship to the gym was basically the format. That's what I bumped into when I started doing this, was that I got up and I got dressed and I grabbed my gym clothes and my stuff and I headed off to the gym. And I thought, when was the last time I made my relationship sweat?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I never heard that phrase before.
No, I'm not talking about just in the bedroom. I mean, when did I make it stronger? You know, when was the last time I read the book called My Wife?
Right.
Because I worked out every day. I read every day. But when was the last time I read the story of the little girl named Rebecca? When was the last time that, you know, we actually took some of the things that we had challenges with and we went and we used those resistances to make us stronger? Mm-hmm. Most of the time, what you do is you fight over those things as to who's right, which approach is right. And when we started discovering that, you know, there wasn't a right, what there was two perspectives. And if you took those two perspectives, you had a greater view of the world. Mm-hmm. That greater view of the world as two people volunteering to be with each other, making a conscious choice to love one another, that's what helps you to create that magic of that fantasy in your mind of this amazing person. Because sure. When you met them, when you meet somebody in the beginning, typically, you know, all of the things that you believe in your mind were a fantasy.
Exactly. I mean, that was that's a good segue to my next question. Like, how can we keep a relationship fun and passionate like it was when we, you know, when we first met a partner, you know? Like, how do we keep that exciting phase going?
It's all created within you. I think that people get confused and think that the outside environment creates what we feel. And it's just the opposite. It's we create it inside of us and then we express it.
Yeah, but it starts getting normal, you know, that because you see that person every day and it, that newness wears off. And that's what makes it kind of challenging to feel as excited as you did when you first met.
It can. It absolutely can. And you're 100% correct. And there's a lot of people that experience that. And, you know, when we address that, the thing is this, because they've neglected the relationship, they stop looking at that person that way. In the beginning, the person didn't tell you to look that way. In fact, their friends probably told you, hey, this person's got that flaw and this person does this wrong. And, right. Oh, my God, stay away from that person. Or, oh, she's just a tease or whatever the stories that were about that person that you just blocked out. All you thought about was, oh, I just cannot wait to speak to this person. I just love spending time with this person. All of that was a fantasy that you created yourself. And 20 years into this, I can tell you, I get up and create that fantasy every single day, every single day, you know, by finding the magic in that other person.
Do you recommend any steps that people can take, like tangible steps that they can take to do that?
Absolutely. Number one is in the beginning, you imagined a person that thought you hung the moon.
Okay.
So why not just look at that person as someone who thinks that you hung the moon? Why not look at that person as someone that you're going to have an experience that you have never had before?
Mm-hmm.
When we first got together, you know, Rebecca was just out of college. I was 34 years old. There were things that were going on in our lives, but 34 years old and a 24-year-old young lady. I mean, our sex life was great. So I thought.
Stop us if we're sharing too much.
No, it's all right. Well, it's a big part of the relationship.
It is.
Yeah.
There's a reason for saying this, but all of that freshness and newness was spectacular. There was all of those things that were tantalizing because it was new. Or was it? Because the fact of the matter is there isn't a male that doesn't have the same thing another male has. And there isn't a female that has the same thing that another female has. And the experience isn't any different. It was what you created in your mind. And so I can tell you after 20 years, I thought we had a great sex life when we started, but it doesn't even hold a candle to what it is today. And I'm 54 years old or young.
Mm-hmm. But the thing I want to add on here is it's important to know that people have patterns or strategies for love, and they have patterns and strategies for passion, and they're different.
Oh, and so interesting.
So what happens is most of the time people are running the attraction strategies in the beginning because they don't have enough knowledge of each other to develop love.
Absolutely.
And so they're just running the attraction strategy. Well, then after time, then they start to develop patterns and strategies for love, and they start meeting each other's needs for love. But then they stop running the patterns for attraction and passion. And so you need both, and you have to know what it is for both of you. And then you continually do those things, you know, all the time. And usually those things are opposite. So, for example, one of the things about love and unconditional love is that it's reliable and that you can depend on it and you know it's unconditional, right? But the polar opposite of that for passion is like excitement and newness
and
different
infatuation too, right?
Right?
Adventure.
And so you have to be able to do both. Fortunately, we've had the years to develop a strong foundation for unconditional love, but we keep, you know, I know what creates attraction for me. And so we do it. You know, I'm always looking for an adventure. One of the things I'm always telling people is if your relationship's gotten boring, it's because you've gotten boring.
Oh, yeah. You know, yeah.
You've fallen into a pattern of love, and love is so important, but so is passion if you want a truly spectacular relationship.
Great.
Not to mention the male need.
And that too.
So when you're passionate about your life and you're doing what you love to do, that contributes passion to the relationship.
Well, that and what creates, like, you know, what creates, when you're talking about like attraction as far as the relationship goes. There's certain things. There's certain, I'm going to be much more attractive if I'm putting on a great dress versus my sweats. If we're going out dancing versus, you know, sitting on the couch watching a movie. Both are wonderful, but they meet very different parts, you know, needs in the relationship.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Whispering in Rebecca's right ear or, biting.
You just gave me an aha moment.
Perfect.
Biting on her neck on the right side creates different sparks and different feelings. And so you find those little things that light each other up. You know, sometimes it's talk, sometimes it's touch. The one thing that there's a lot of people that get tangled up in is they think, oh, well, we have these five love languages. If I could figure out the five love languages, I'd nail it. And although it is very helpful to know those love languages, because we do have them, especially for women, it's a combination. It's not a language. There's a combination of things that need to take place. And if anything's missing, you could do everything but one thing and you could find yourself in a very not pleasant place. One combination out of all of that. And so it's seeking that. But when you put your relationship first and you really start being grateful for the other human being, you start to find out what their needs are, what makes them full, what makes them happy, because it really becomes a concern of yours. Sure. Because when their needs are met, what do they want to do for you?
Right. Then it's not a matter of protection. Like so many people go into relationships where they're protected. They've got certain walls up. And when you get to where in a relationship where, you know, all of that is met and handled, then it's just a matter of how can I light them up today? How can I surprise them today? How can I put this into our relationship? Because when I see them lit up, I get lit up, you know, because you know that everything that you need is also taken care of.
Sure. Sure. Oh, that's great advice. Now, for all the singles out there, you know, the dating landscape has totally changed nowadays. It's, you know, we've got way more options with the dating apps, dating websites, and it's just way more complicated than it used to be when it comes to, you know, finding our dream partner. So what is it that, you know, single people should be looking for in partner? Like, what are those non-negotiable qualities that they should keep an eye for so that they can create relationship success and have a healthy relationship with someone?
Well, my belief is that you should create the best version of you, because we attract the things that are like us. And so if you really are seeking a relationship, you should really look at who would you need to be to have what you want and work on that. Because the more you do, the easier it's going to be for you to see, look, this is just not a fit. That just doesn't work. Those are things that you're not going to do. You know, I think that most relationships are too reactive, that we don't work on ourselves and how we show up. We expect the other person to be some magnificent human being that can read our mind and can meet all of our expectations. And then when they don't, we blame the other person. Yet we don't take the time to really know who we are and what we want. It's more than just, does she have blonde hair, blue eyes? Is she got a 34 breast?
Hey. That's TMI.
Numbers. I didn't specify person, but it's more than just the outside. It's the qualities that you actually would like to see in a person. The thing that I love about my wife is that I'm very disciplined. I'm driven, but my wife showed me what freedom looked like.
Nice.
And I'd looked for freedom my whole life. And so it's that freedom and that playfulness. And so when you start knowing that, if I want that freedom and playfulness, I've got to keep that freedom and playfulness alive. If I attempt to make her disciplined, if I attempt to make her achieve, then in doing that, I'm killing the very things that I want. And so you need to know what the things that you want and what you would need to do to keep them alive.
Mm-hmm. If I were going to add to that, as far as singles go, now, of course, we've been together for 20 years, right? And so when it comes to the dating scene, we talk to different people and we hear a lot of the different frustrations that they have. But we really feel like the principles, even as trends come and go, the principles are the same. it's all about creating a connection and what makes a create connection for you. And like Alonso said, it's what are the things that you absolutely need? You know, do you need somebody who's present with you when you're with them? And do you want somebody, it depends on what kind of relationship you're looking for. If it's a committed relationship, those are things that, you know, definitely need to be discussed in the beginning, because that's where the heartaches can come from. And then once you get those basic ones met, then you can figure out if you guys are a fit.
I think that there's a magical thing that, you know, and we've been doing this with a lot of younger generation people, is getting them to understand the difference between the male and the female, or masculine and feminine energy, if you will. And it doesn't matter whether you're in a relationship that's two males or two females, or male and female, we still have the same energies. And so this applies to anyone, that the female animal typically has a need for safety. And then a need for being captivating, for being seen. And then she has the need for being heard, because basically that's a feeling. And the female species is more of a feeling-based creature. If you're at the core of what we started out as an animal, and the animal needs have to be met. And so if you look at a male, the core needs for the male is the number one need for a man is appreciation. Mm-hmm. And that appreciation is groomed by the mother. And so that appreciation is by far the strongest need that they have. The second need for a male is to feel respected, that they fit in a certain area, and that area that they're treated equal to what that area is. And then the third need is sex. If those needs are met by each side, what happens is the female species, or the female energy, will become very nurturing, expansive. That's how come we have a beautiful world, because women, or the female energy that is out there, brings out the best in the world and makes it bigger and better. And the male is more present and more consistent. Typically, they are very attentive, and they're very much a pattern-based creature. They do the same things. When we start to understand the energy that we're looking for, and that those energies are different, they're not right, they're not wrong, they're different. But the animal will violate the human needs to get the animalistic needs met. And the more that people that are single or that are coming in and starting to understand, the more that they can understand that, the better that they can navigate the human species.
Okay, that makes sense.
There's a lot in kind of gave you like a 30,000 foot view of, but what we're finding is that the more and more people that are understanding those differences, and, you know, so many people kind of skirt around this topic because there's so much about equality. This isn't about equality. Of course, we're all equal and, you know, of value as human beings, but there's biological differences that exist, whether it's just, it's the, our evolutionary makeup. And so it's important to understand them if we want to truly communicate. And what's interesting is the young people are really interested because they already understand that we have value and that we're equal. But it's like, what are these differences that are so important that we really need to make sure that we get, you know, figured out in order to make these relationships work?
Yeah, and I also think that people get so distracted by the superficial aspects of someone's personality versus, okay, what are those deeper qualities that are really going to meet my needs?
Yeah, absolutely. Most of the time, I mean, this is a pretty deep conversation. Most of the time, people are not even aware on a conscious level of what these things are that we're referring to as far as the human needs and, you know, our psychological needs. But they always come into play when it comes into relationships.
Sure.
You mean superficial with all the social media? I don't know what you're talking about.
I mean, you know, they want someone who looks good on paper, and they don't look for those other deeper qualities like loyalty, kindness, those that really do kind of contribute to making, you know, a happy and fulfilling relationship.
Absolutely.
There's a great statement that I love to use, and it's agnostic. It goes both ways, but it's used towards the male. And it goes like this: treat a man or a human as they are, they will remain as they are. Treat a man or a human as they can and should be, and they will rise to what they can and should.
Oh, that's great.
And so the more that we dig in and be the very best versions of ourselves, the more that we'll continue to inspire others to do the same. And the more that we see the potential and the good in them, the more they'll be able to see it within themselves.
Totally.
And this is a huge topic. When you figure that there's a divorce every 13 seconds in this country, this is
wow.
A huge topic.
That's a real statistic?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
And it goes on, the statistics show that most people are waiting an average of 6 years before they get a divorce. So there's this, you know, this lag time. And so it's, you know, it's something that, but what's fortunate is that it's something that more and more people are starting to understand. And as they understand it more, we're learning to put down our walls and being able to, you know, come together again, which is what everybody ultimately wants. Mm-hmm. You know, when people come together for a relationship, they want love, they want passion, they see it, they know it exists. They just haven't, you know, we haven't up until now really been able to figure out and identify what it takes. And what's exciting is, you know, we've finally reached a point where we're really starting to be able to put the pieces together and figure it out. And that's what makes us passionate about it, is because we believe so much that people should be able to experience what we have the opportunity to experience every day. It's amazing. It's everything that anybody's ever, you know, thought it could be and more.
And it's slow in the beginning, you know, and anything that's slow in the beginning, when you start doing this, it seems like, oh, this is going to take forever, but it doesn't take forever. It's the little things done every day, and it creates magic. You know, just like you made the statement, it's as simple as, you know what seeds do you want to plant? And are you planting them in an area that those are going to flourish? Mm-hmm. And are you watering them? And are you taking care of the weeds? Because the harvest is there, mm-hmm. if you just follow the steps that are needed. And so it's a valuable subject, and we're so grateful for the questions that you've asked us. And, you know, each one of these you could dive into and go very much deeper.
That's true. You know,
so hopefully these are some things that would give some people some insights. And if they're interested in knowing more about what we do.
Yeah, I was going to ask you. I mean, first of all, I want to thank you for such an amazing conversation and sharing your knowledge and expertise with us. And so for all the listeners out there who aren't familiar with your work, could you please let them know where they can find out more about you and the services that you offer?
Absolutely. We thank you for that. We are at creatingspectacular.com.
And they can find us, go to the website. We actually have a free workbook that people can go and download the workbook directly for free. Or we're on all the social media, you know, Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram.
And for the last probably 15 years, we've done all of this by word of mouth. We've just barely started this year actually using social media and doing interviews, because people typically don't like to talk about their relationships out in the open.
Sure.
So this has been a 15-year journey of working behind the scenes. And we've just got to the point that it's like, you know what, there's such a bigger dent that needs to be made. This is not the only way to make a magical relationship. There are lots of ways. And the only thing that I really challenge people is look, if this doesn't fit with you, don't stop looking. Sure. Because the magic is there. And, you know, there is nothing more exciting than waking up next to someone that you absolutely 100% go, you know what, I am glad that I make this choice every day.
Yep.
I think we definitely need reminders like that, especially with a lot of millennials now choosing to stay single, you know, like that's something that's very common. And we need to be reminded about the value of being in a good relationship.
And it makes sense, because unfortunately, so many kids didn't see what is possible, and us included. You know, when you asked that question about those relationships and what we grew up with, we didn't see that. And so I think there's a lot of youth that just say, you know what, it's easier to just do this on my own.
And then just have a dog or a cat, you know, that as a companion.
But I'm telling you, there's just so much that, I mean, I wouldn't want to deny. I want everybody to experience what we've had the opportunity to experience, because to me, it's what makes life worth living. It's so fulfilling, and it's possible. And so, you know, if that was my message, I would say the same thing. You know, even if our method doesn't resonate with people, find it and go after it, because it's there.
The thing is millennials are very smart.
Yes, they are.
They're great people, and they're hungry for information as well.
Thank you.
You know, and most of them, you know, they did a study. They've been studying kids that are 5 years old for the last 35 years, and they've asked them, you know, what is the one thing that you want out of life? And the common denominator through all of those years is that the kids have just said they want to be happy. Mm-hmm. You know, so if we look at the ebb and flow of our environment, you know, how many kids want to own a home? Well, how many of them have watched their parents tear each other apart over the rise and fall of an economy and the stress of owning a home? Mm-hmm. When you say kids don't want a relationship, well, those rise and falls, those financial crises that have created the push and pull on people that seem to end so many relationships, those kids have got to watch it. And so why would I want to get married and lose half of everything I've got in a relationship when I can just have an open relationship, or one of those distant relationships, or exactly. maybe even a polyamorous relationship, because that way I'm not bound down to anything. But what we're finding is that those kids are finding a spot that's empty, that they want to feel. And if we look at the fabric of human beings, we all want to belong to a tribe, to a group, typically somewhere between 150 and 200 people. We want to belong to something. And if we can't do it with one another, what makes us think we're going to be able to do it as a society? So this is a very core thing that all of us need to be able to do, because the only difference between a relationship and an intimate relationship is intimacy.
Mm-hmm. And so people are craving for that. They really are.
Yeah. And so we need to have conversations with one another. We need to be curious. We need to be excited about the differences between men and women, or the difference in the energy between what's considered masculine and what's considered feminine. We need to embrace each other and realize that, you know what, whether I agree with you or I don't agree with you has nothing to do with it. What matters is do I value enough to be present with you and understand why you might feel that way? Because when I can get across to you that I care about how you think, typically the law of reciprocity says you're going to care and you're going to want to know why I think the way that I do. Mm-hmm. And in that, we would find solutions. We would find better ways of treating each other, and we would have a world that's not pulling itself apart. So hopefully these things are insightful for people out there. Mm-hmm. Again, if you're looking for this type of stuff, my name is Alonzo Cahoon. My wife is Rebecca Cahoon. Mm-hmm. We have a website called Creating Spectacular. We run a coaching program. We help executive level people to execute. We help with what is called culture, which is just an extension of relationships. And we do personal relationships. Again, that's at creatingspectacular.com. And we're on all of the social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn. So if you're looking for that type of stuff, please reach out. Everything that we do the first time is 100% free. We want people to have the opportunity to get the things that they need to have the spectacular life that we enjoy every day. So look forward to meeting you. And thank you so very much for this opportunity.
Great. Thank you so much, Alonzo and Rebecca. Take care.
Take care.
I hope you have a great day. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed what you just heard, please subscribe to my podcast and feel free to share it with your friends and family. Take care and speak soon.